And I think, let's see if this is our State of the Vibe report here. With, bop, bop, bop. Hello.
You know.
It is the State of the Vibe report.
You know. Hey, what's your vibe?
My vibe?
Yeah.
Oh, I had breakfast with Mikey, and he apologizes profusely for horrible things that happened last night.
Well, that's a good thing. That's a good sign. You and the apology is a good thing. Mm. Hey, you know, these Yankee bats came alive today in a big way.
What's happening in Yankee Stadium?
Well, they won. It's all over.
Oh, it's
and
done?
They won 7-6, and, you know, with Randolph and our man Ricky back in there, they were just, doing the thing every time up.
Now that the Yankees are back at full strength, I think they have a good shot at cleaning up in September.
Yeah, doing something, at least, you know, like putting money in people's pockets for betting on them and stuff, you know, because they might not be able to win the whole thing, but at least the betting thing could be happening.
This is true.
So this week's vibe is CD players, why they are a waste of a wall socket.
Yuppie 8-track.
The yuppie 8-track. The CD thing, it's really disgusting. You know, I was trying to be open-minded. I was trying to get into it. I was thinking.
And where does it get you?
Nowhere. I mean, like, now they have these CD jukeboxes, and I thought, well, that means I could, you know, find a good cutoff there. But what it really means is some idiot could sit there pumping quarters into this thing playing Maxwell's Silver Hammer all night long. You know, and
the
this
whole white album.
Yeah, you don't want this. You don't want to hear that, you know.
No.
Even drinking a Rolling Rock Light, you don't want to hear that.
Yeah, it's for Coors drinkers.
Yeah, right. Oh, I saw that. I saw a great thing in the subway by the Coors ad. What they had, I can't say it, I guess. Oh, well. It was a good one. It's down there in 14th Street if anybody's running around. Some deface action. No, but the good thing about the CD is that if you are going to have girls come over to your place and dance on the coffee table and you want to put, like, ZZ Top Afterburner on there, it won't skip even if they're jumping up and down. So,
well, I bet that comes in handy.
Yeah, for that reason, I was thinking, you know, somebody might want to send me
when
one.
When girls are hurling themselves across the room at you, you can duck, and if they hit the stereo, it's cool.
Yeah, because it's a CD. But then there's all these, like, yupsters that bought the CD and thought that they could, like, cut lines on it or something, but they're all, like, they're using those things for coasters now. You know, the whole CD thing was a ripoff because it was the technology that they were sitting on from the laser discs, which failed like 10 years ago. And
they just changed the factories over to laser discs, and they shoved them down people's throats.
And they only pay half royalties because they say that they have expensive production costs, but it's really, you know, it's like yesterday's bread or something.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't cost them anything because the record's already recorded. It's stupid.
So the hell with CDs.
Yeah, the hell with CDs. So you're going to oink for us there?
Oh, no, I'm not really oinking today. I don't know what happened to the guitar. I threw it out the window. But I do have the little woodblock thing. Sorry.
Excellent. So we're going to go into this. You've heard about this Mikey Jackson thing.
Oh, I kind of suspected it. I think that I have a feeling, you know, that he got Jimmy Smith to do the organ solo on the thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he goes and gets some authentic dude, you know.
Wait, Jimmy Smith?
The organ player, yeah.
Yeah, he plays the solo. But I kind of have a feeling that, like, you know, if the devil is going to speak, I would check out the solo, you know.
I think Quincy Jones probably got Jimmy Smith in there. He probably ran into him in a bar.
Oh, yeah, probably.
Yeah, we'll get you on the record. Don't worry about it, Jimmy.
He probably owed him some dough from, you know, years ago.
Yeah, that's possible.
Maybe he paid off some of Quincy's fines when he was playing with, like, Miles or something, when he was getting fined.
For tapping his foot in the wrong direction.
Yeah, that's a bad one. Okay, super dudes.
Okay, thanks a lot, Roscoe.
Yo.
Bye-bye. That was the State of the Vibe report, folks.